dinosaur, I can't keep up with modern technology. And along comes emails, Twitter, texting. I'm not there. And what I can see is the speed now that we can actually get information from one person to the other, all around the world, anywhere you can go. Know your work there. Know your instant gratification. You do it, and you do it now. I don't know, I really don't know if this is right for me. All I can see is the results and the things that can go wrong. And even when you're talking now with motivational speakers, they actually don't stop. They do it instantaneously to drag you in without thinking. Here they come with their words. I'm walking up and down, and here they draw you in. Even thinking about just making a pause and talking of pauses, are they good? Actually, to pause, we learn when we're speakers. Take pauses. Take time. So when you're speaking, understand it and on to the next thing. Very, very important. But what about pausing at the beginning? What about all these methods by which send information? And we don't pause at the beginning. I have students and they don't pause before they send me emails. And I get emails in text speak. Wonderful. I get them writing, not answering the question that I've asked. And guess what? 3 weeks ago, I've got one which started, yo. And I thought, just stop it. Just take a pause. And maybe you'll realise that you don't actually send that to a lecturer. Look at people on the phone. I don't know about you, but I pick up an answer machine, and all you're getting is a rattle of somebody's name, where they're from. Why don't they just pause? Why don't they think about somebody may be busy the other side? Even writing a letter, you're writing a complaint letter, I always say, well, write, because actually you can pause before you write a letter. When you think too, there are interviews that are done, and they're done on the phone. And you think, yes, okay, I've said I'm going to have an interview on the phone at 3 o'clock, but where are you? You're walking along the road, there's noises in the background. You don't know where you're going to be, so stop and pause. Say no. I read in the Times the other day, it said, before you speak, wait 6 seconds. I thought, that's not so much a pause, that's 6 seconds. Now, I don't know about you, but we all seem to be uncomfortable about silence. How many of you have been at dinner parties, and there's suddenly this hush, and someone breaks it by saying something totally irrelevant, usually a dirty joke that they heard the day before, and there's this deathly hush even more after they've spoken. I think silences are very uncomfortable. And they're even more uncomfortable if you're, say, supporting somebody who's ill, and you rush in because you want to say the right thing. Don't know if you've been lucky enough to go to funerals. But people say the most strange things because they can't bear a silence. They can't bear something longer than a short pause. And me, I'm comfortable with silence. Well, not with my husband's silence, but my silence. And that is because I do a lot of supporting work for those who've got problems. And I've learnt a lot. I've learnt massively about what the quality of silence can do. Extending that pause. You don't have to speak. You don't have to fill in the gaps. You really don't. And for me, the difference between a pause and silence is the pause is just a break. It's like a comma between what you're saying and the next thing, or to give people time to absorb it. Silence is actually thinking, considering, and thinking, what actually is going on? Can I take in more than is there? I find it very, very valuable. And I thought, well, I can give you 3 examples of how valuable they may be. One of them is when I was interviewing, and there was a for Shell. And when you get the finalists, for those who want to be managers, you sit them around a table and you give them a non-existent problem to solve. I couldn't care less, but it's how they mix and how they interact. And there's always somebody of the six who will start straight away by saying, okay then, let's go for it. They're the person that thinks they're the leader. They're the person that thinks they can run the team. The true leader, guess what? There is silence. And after 5 minutes or so, there's somebody saying, how about, what, can I recap on what you both said? And that's the person that from year after year after year is the one that becomes a good leader. Second one, I thought, well, let's go with the silences. So when I spoke several times with a larger audience, what I did was go in half an hour before and turn things around, everything on the stage. Then if I could, when people were there, the bigger the audience, the better, then I would come in and turn everything back again. My silence, my looking at the audience. Also to allow the audience to look at me and say, oh my God, what a shoe that he's wearing. Get it out of the way, so when I actually come on, they can actually listen and start going into what I'm saying. The last thing was that when I was teaching at university, I thought, right, I'm going in there, and I'm going to stand there, and I'm going to have the red light on, and not the green light. And I stood there. With my notes in my hand like this, I stood there. 7 minutes, I stood there. While they were talking, 7 minutes, 5 seconds, somebody went. And I had them there in the palm of my hand. And I said to them at the end, if you learn nothing else, it's to say, of all the things about communication, all the tools, the best one is silence.